Masechet Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Shlosha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lomar Besoch Beiso Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. There are three things that a person must remind the members of his household to do before it gets dark. Isartem, he should ask, have you tithed? Have you taken proper maestros off of the produce that are needed for Shabbos? Eravtem, have you prepared the Erev that allows us to carry within the courtyard? And finally, Hidliku Asaner, he orders the people in the house to kindle the Shabbos lights. These are obviously things that cannot be done once Shabbos has started. Safek Hashecha, Safek Ein Hashecha, if there is a doubt whether it is dark or it is not dark, a time which is called in Halacha Bein Hashmashos, Ein Ma'ashren Esavadai, one may not tithe definitely untithed produce, Ve'ein Ma'bilin Esakelim, nor may we immerse any vessels that need tevilah. The reason for this is that these types of activities, being ma'aser vaday and being matal sekelim, are tikkunim that are not able to be done on Shabbos proper. And because of the safik hashecha, safik ein hashecha, we are stringent. Ve'ein madlik and seneros, and obviously we're not allowed to kindle any fires. We're not allowed to kindle the neros. However, the chachamim allowed during this time of ma'asrin sedemai, we may tithe demai being produce that have been bought from the marketplace, and we're not sure whether ma'aser has been taken from it, ma'arvin, and we may set up an erev, v'tomnin esachamin. We also may insulate hot food that we would like to remain hot for the remainder of Shabbos. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The Masechah goes on to discuss various halachas of heating food, keeping food hot, and the Mishnah says the following: Kira shehisi kuha bekash uvigvava, a double stove, and we will explain later the differentiation between different types of stoves, a double stove that was heated with straw or with stubble, nostim alaha tavshil, one may place a cooked food on it so that it will remain hot throughout the remainder of Shabbos. He can put that food on before Shabbos and have it remain there. And the reason for that is because these types of materials, the straw and the stubble, burn very quickly. The Chachamim were concerned that if we have other types of materials in there, such as the Mishnah goes on, the gefes of eitzim, wood or some kind of pulp, these types of coals retain their heat and remain burning through Shabbos. One may come to stoke the coals on Shabbos if he wants it to burn even more. So for these types of materials, the Begefes of Eitzim, Lo Yitain, one may not put hot food before Shabbos to keep it there on Shabbos. Anshi Yigroth, O Anshi Yitain is Efer, until before Shabbos he either removes these coals or he puts Efer onto the coals in order to burn them out. Again, the first materials in the Mishnah, the Kash of Egvava, the straw and the stubble, they burn very, very quickly, and there's no concern that the person will come to stoke it because it has already burnt. However, these other materials, gefes of eitzim, one might come to stoke it later. Beis Shammai says, chamin avalo tavshil. This whole Mishnah was talking about water, but not about tavshil. In other words, Beis Shammai says that the water you can keep on the stove, chamin you should never keep on the stove, even if it's kash of eitzim. You have to either remove it before in order not to stoke the fire. Beis Shammai says chamin v'tavshil. It can be either hot water or hot tavshil. You can keep it on as long as you follow the rules of the Mishnah. Beis Shammai omrim notzlin avol lo machzirin. Beis Shammai says once you have taken things off the fire, you may not return it. Beis Shammai omrim af machzirin. Beis Shammai says you can return it as long as when you took it off, you had been holding the pot the entire time. You may return it back onto the fire.